Stunned. Shocked. I'm sure many of us shared those same reactions in the wee hours of November 9th, once it became obvious that Donald Trump had won the presidential election. How did we get there? And what do we do now? First, as the leader of the nation's largest higher education union, I can say unequivocally that United University Professions will fiercely defend the rights of its members. We will advocate for quality, affordable, public higher education and quality health care. Second, UUP will fearlessly stand for diversity, opportunity, and equality for all. No election, no president, no political party will ever change that. Yet, drastic change is coming in the form of an administration that is the most ideologically extreme in modern history. There is continuing resistance across the country to this electoral coup, one in which the so-called winning candidate has earned 2.5 million fewer votes than the defeated candidate. One type of resistance, protests, that we have seen in many cities and on college campuses do serve a purpose. Beyond venting our frustration, they remind me and my colleagues in higher education that we must not go meekly into the night. I believe we have a vital role to play to teach students not only how America's political system works and why it's important to vote, we must also teach acceptance, tolerance, multiculturalism, and critical thinking. These and other values could be steamrolled by those in the new administration who think that they have a mandate to reverse the progress our nation has made under President Obama. Progress in areas like women's rights, civil rights, the rights of immigrants, and the LGBTQ community, not to mention protecting our environment and the Affordable Care Act. Public higher education needs to serve as a watchdog, unafraid to stand against initiatives that challenge what academe stands for. I will oppose racism, misogyny, any undermining of the rights of women, targeting immigrants for deportation, and destroying programs that reduce the effects of climate change. I will not be silent as the country we love is harmed by an administration that does not have a mandate from a majority of Americans to radically and regressively change our nation. Throughout our history, the higher education community has stood at the forefront of the progressive movement. I believe that now, more than ever, the banner of progressivism must be held aloft by those in higher education. Inspired by Robert F. Kennedy, who said it best, "Each time a man stands up for an ideal, or acts to improve the lot of others, or strikes out against injustice, he sends forth a tiny ripple of hope. And crossing each other from a million different centers of energy and daring, those ripples build a current that can sweep down the mightiest walls of oppression and resistance. The struggle to defend our progress as a society begins now."